Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. This is Diana Krekus, the Take Action Life Coach. I'm so happy to have you joining me today, this morning. It's an awesome day here in the Howell. It's sunny and it's still cold. I can't wait to get down to Florida because this is really, you know, this cold, gotta go. But anyway, for the people who don't know me, especially my new listeners, I just want to introduce myself a little bit, let you know about me. I've been a nurse for 28 years. I retired 3 years ago to work full-time from home. I am a Master Life Business and Success Coach and a Leadership Coach. So this is something when I loved this topic about the naysayers I'm going to be talking about today because it's like I have dealt with that. I've dealt with that personally. I've dealt with that with friends. And it is very difficult until you are at the place where you need to be where it doesn't affect you. Because it can really affect you. It could really alter your course in life if you let the naysayers take over. And, you know, some of them really mean well, but some of them, they just, their attitude is more like, you could do well, but don't do better than me kind of thing. So, anyway, going back to what today's topic is taking on the naysayers. You know, I mentioned on my previous radio show that I'm going to be talking about different topics that are going to affect everybody in every walk of life. You know, I do tend to speak more to the entrepreneurs because that's exactly what I do. And, you know, I coach them, but I'm also an entrepreneur myself, and I'm speaking from a lot of experience. So, okay, going back to the naysayers. You know, when I first started in this industry 17 years ago, I didn't have the confidence that I do now. I mean, you know, it was like, okay, this is all new to me. I'm a nurse. What do I know? I don't know how to be an entrepreneur. I don't know how to be a business person. I never took business courses. And it wasn't any, you didn't have to in order to be an entrepreneur. What you needed to have was the spirit. You needed to have the belief, the tenacity to do what you need to do. And I didn't learn that till years later. You know, it was like, oh my God, I got to learn this. I got to take this course. Of course, you know, people say you have to take this entrepreneurial course. You got to take that course. You got to do this. And it was, you know, I try not to take things as a waste of time because anything that you go through in life, it's not a waste of time as long as you learn something. So that's kind of where I learned that too. You know, because sometimes you go back in time and you go and you say to yourself that, I shouldn't have spent all that time with things. But in reality, it's part of your life's lesson. So anyway, going back to what I was saying is, you know, it took a while for me to get to where I was. In nursing, I had the confidence because I did nursing. I did nursing since I was 20 years old, so that's no big deal. But with business is totally different ball game. So like I said, until you get that confidence, you're going to have, you know, some bumps in the road. Some of the typical naysayers, unfortunately, are your family members. They don't understand. You have to understand. They don't understand what you feel. They really don't. They don't have the entrepreneurial spirit. So it's very difficult for them to understand what you are about to embark, what are you about to take on? They have no idea, you know, and they're thinking, you know, they've read things about, oh, pyramid schemes and all these scams and all that, which it does happen. There is areas of, you know, where unfortunately there's been online businesses that are scams. You know, it is what it is, but not everyone is. And that's the problem. They have the mindset that these, you know, all these businesses online are scams, they're pyramids, when in reality, what a real pyramid is a job. Because when you look back at what a job is, think about it. You're the first person, you come in, you're on the entry level. Then you have, you know, your managers. Then you have your regional directors. Then you have the vice president. Then you have the, you know, the boss. And then you have the owner. Okay, or the CEO and then the owner. So that really is a pyramid. If you really look at it, when you see all the people on the bottom, and as you're working your way up, it gets thinner and thinner and thinner, that's a pyramid scheme. And I love to ask people, when you're doing your job, okay, whatever career you picked, because a lot of times people say, oh, you got to get a job, you know, because that's how they were geared. I was geared that way when I grew up. You know, you have to get a job, go to school, get a job, and then in 40 years, you know, in so many years you're going to retire, you know, work 40 hours a week and 40 hours a week for 40 years, you're going to retire and everything's going to be wonderful. It's not, ladies and gentlemen. It's not, okay? I've seen people retire. I was a visiting nurse. I used to go into people's homes. They did that plan of action, that strategy that was told to them that they must do, and they didn't even have money to pay for food. They didn't even have money to, you know, to get medication. A lot of them would not buy medication because it was too expensive. Sometimes I went to houses there was no heat on because they wanted to save on that. I mean, when you look at it, look at your grandparents or your parents working so hard and who have retired. They can't make it on that retirement unless they either have old money or unless they have, you know, saved quite a bit. Because in today's day and age, there's no way you can live on Social Security. I don't care what anybody says. You can't do it. So those are things you have to put into perspective. You know, people were taught that way. They can't help it. That's how it was. Things are changing now. The younger folks coming up, they're realizing that, yes, you know, entrepreneur is the way to go. Even now, even Robert Kiyosaki talks about it. You know, Donald Trump said if he was going to, you know, do it over again, he would have done network marketing. But it's, you know, which I'll get into that in another show, which is all well and good, but you got to know what you're doing out there. See, right now, unfortunately, you know, I am very observant on the internet and watch what the trends are. Right now, well, it's been a while, not just right now, but it has been a while where people are going for that, we call it the shiny object syndrome, SOS, and it's like they jump from business to business to business to business. First of all, there's no stability in that. Number two, when you got the hypey ones, that, oh, you're going to make so much money, that's a crock in 30 days. That is, you know, yes, people have made money in 30 days, don't get me wrong, but the majority of people who come online were like me who did not even know what to do. I didn't know what the hell a blog was. I didn't know what an autoresponder was. I didn't know these things. I didn't know that you needed to brand yourself. No one taught me that. I taught myself that, the importance of branding. So, like I said, when you're dealing with naysayers, especially in your family, they have no clue. They don't understand because they weren't taught that way. Also, they don't have that entrepreneurial spirit in their hearts. They don't get it. So you can't, like, you know, be really pissed at them, you know, unless they really make a pain in themselves. But you really can't be pissed off at them because they really don't understand. So what I tell my clients, I tell them, look, if you're having a problem with someone who's in your family, who is, you know, a naysayer, you need to sit down and talk with that particular person if they're in your family, okay? You need to tell them, hey, you know, this is what I want to do and why you want to do it. Because sometimes if you sit down and explain it to the person, say, look, this is what I know, this is what I want, this is how I'm going to get to where I want to be, and this is why I'm doing it. Your why has to be bigger than anything else, okay? You have to believe in your why. You really, really do have to believe in your why. One other thing which I sometimes forget to mention is when I do the radio shows, I do give a lot of nuggets, golden nuggets, so always have a piece of paper and pen handy. You can listen to these shows. They're archived. You can listen to them anytime you want. And you could always reach out to me because I'm all over the internet. But going back to what I was saying is you want to, you know, sit down with your – and a lot of times, unfortunately, the naysayer is somebody extremely close to you, your spouse. You know, there's husbands and there's wives that do not understand. All they see is that you're putting money out and there's no return on investment. Okay, that's what they're seeing. They don't understand that you've got to buy an autoresponder. They don't understand that you got to get yourself branded. They don't understand that you got to, you know, take these courses. You know, they don't have any clues. So you need to sit down with them and say, look, this is what I need to do. Like if I went to school, this is what I need to do. I need to take these courses. I need to get advanced in this training so that I can do. That's what you need to do. You got to sit down with your spouse, your parents, whoever it is, and say, this is why I'm doing what I'm doing. Because to them, they just see you've taken a course here and there, and it's like they don't understand. It's the same thing in college. I mean, you're taking all these college courses, you know, you're not going to get your return on investment immediately. You're not. You know, it's just sad. I see a lot of people taking college courses and graduating and not having a job. But really, the greatest thing you can do is to become an entrepreneur. It really, really is. I mean, thank God I had the foresight before, before retiring from nursing that I, decided I didn't want to do nursing until I was 70, 80 years old. I saw nurses that were 70 and 80 years old that, that worked as a visiting nurse. They couldn't take it. You know, they had no choice. They had to do this. So I didn't want that kind of life. I didn't want to retire and have no money. I didn't want that kind of life. So that's why I became an entrepreneur. And, you know, I'm happy that I did. I'm happy I made the choices. But, yes, I did have negative naysayers, you know, around. You're also going to have friends of yours, okay, dear friends, who have no idea what it is to be an entrepreneur. You know, they had the same thing, going to school, getting a job, and so forth. So you're going to have friends who are going to tell you, nah, that's not going to work. What's the matter with you? You can't do this. You know, again, it's the do good but don't do better than me syndrome. You know, sometimes they really mean well because they, you know, again, listening to the news, it's a scam and so forth. But you got to tell them as well, sitting down with them and say, look, I did my due diligence. You know, I did this with the company that I'm representing. And this is something you need to write down, okay? When you are going to join a company, okay, you got to look for certain criteria, certain bullet points. Number one, with that company, what is the reputation of that company? How old is that company? Okay, are they a startup? Because there's a difference with a startup and with a company that has been established for years. A startup, I'm going to tell you right off the bat, there's going to be big hiccups in the road, okay, because it's a startup. All right, startups can be great. You know, Mary Kay was a startup at one time. Avon was a startup at one time. You know, Melaleuca was a startup at one time. You know, all these, I could go on and on and on. Yes, they were startups at the beginning. Okay, but you need to understand there's going to be bumps in the road because they're going to see, you know, there's going to be things like the website going down. There's going to be things where the product's not shipped in time. There's going to be where they, if they want to go global, they have to go through what that particular country's guidelines are, what they say, what their laws are. So there is, you know, some room with startups. With startups, you know, you have to give that into consideration. If you're going to join a company that's established, that they already have their marketing system, they already have their products, there's no problem with that. You know, it's a little smoother sailing. That's extremely important. You need to know when you're looking at a business. Number two, who's the leadership in that business? Who is the people that at the top? Check out their character. Check out, you know, do your due diligence. Check out the company owner. Check out who the top people are who are representing the company. Do they are they congruent with your thoughts, with your integrity, with your morals and values? Are they? Okay, that's key. I personally, okay, now this is me. I didn't do this years ago. Again, I'm in a different place than I was years ago. I talk to the owners of the company. And people are like, are you serious? You're going to call them? Hell yeah. If I'm going to go introduce that company to the public, if I'm going to be representing that company, well, you better believe it. I want to talk to the owner. I want to talk to the owner and see what the owner's thoughts are. Okay? That's what I want to do. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, definitely contact the owner. Ask questions. You know, do what you got to do, but you have to do your due diligence. Next, is the product or service that you're representing, okay, is that something that people are going to use on a monthly basis? Is it a necessity? You know, I see companies, I'm not going to mention any type of companies, but I see companies where they have these high buy-ins, okay, and they have the products that are $100 to $200 a month that you would have to spend. That's really not realistic for the masses. Okay, there are, yes, there is a niche for that particular whatever product and service, but if you want to really do something that's going to affect the masses, you got to watch the price point, okay? Are you going to have time to sit there and do what you need to do? Because let me tell you something, your family needs to know that you're going to spend such and such a time doing your business. You need to commit to that, which I'm going to, again, talk about time management and other things. Those are things you need to do when you're, you know, and again, your family members or your naysayers do not understand this, that you have to do all this research prior to getting into a company. Then once you're in the company, you want to brand you. You don't want to brand the company because the company already did a good job of branding itself. It has a website, it has literature, it has, you know, all its branding material. You got to brand you. And it doesn't, that doesn't happen overnight. People don't know who you are overnight. Okay, you got to get yourself out to LinkedIn, Facebook, there's Twitter, there's IBO, there's so many things that you need to do. So, again, that takes time. But they are, when you're branding yourself, it is sort of income-producing activity because you're getting yourself out there, but you don't get the return on investment immediately. See, that's the problem that people, you know, don't understand. They figure, okay, I work a week. At the end of the week, I'm going to make, you know, I'm going to make that paycheck. It's not that way for entrepreneurs. Sometimes you have to do so many things ahead of time before you see, you know, your work come into fruition. It takes a while. They need to understand that. Okay, so those are things that you have to do when you're looking at a company. Extremely, extremely important. You know, oh, I missed the most important one is the comp plan. You know, that's another thing. A lot of people don't look at the comp plan. They have no idea. It says, you know, exactly what you need to do, how you need to do it in order to get paid. Okay? I didn't do it. I'm like, this is confusing. What the hell? You know, all I'm going to do is just go out and promote it and I'll get paid. Doesn't work that way sometimes. Okay? Certain companies, not all, certain companies have it. Where you have to, number one, you must buy product every month or else you're not going to get paid. And when I'm talking about those products at $100 and $200, that is already money that you're taking out to get paid, okay? You have to have a certain amount of people in your organization. They have to fall on one side, the other side. Then they have to be a certain, you know, a certain ranking and so forth. It's very confusing. So, you know, I didn't realize that. I liked the products. I liked the management. But I never looked at that big component, which was the comp plan. I have since done that. And right now I'm in a company that doesn't make you go through all those hoops and that, you know, all that craziness. There's no auto ship. There's no website fees. Because those are things, again, you got to consider. What is it that you need for your business? Those are tools. Your website is your tool, okay? It's your advertising for your business. And you also get, you know, like your monthly auto ship. Again, some companies require that you must get an auto ship or you don't make it. So you really have to understand all this before you become an entrepreneur, before you get out there and decide to promote a company. So let me go back to the naysayers. So we covered the naysayers as being family members. We covered the naysayers as being spouses. Now you got naysayers that are in the community of network marketing, in the community of, you know, entrepreneurship. They will tell you, that's not going to work. I was in that company. You know, this isn't going to work. And then when you find out that they're telling you, yeah, it didn't work because they didn't work, okay? It's not because there's anything wrong with the company. So that's why I always tell people, please do your due diligence. Don't go by somebody's word unless there's written fact that, you know, like this was a scam, and the FTC and the SEC decided to close them down, whatever, you know, do your own due diligence. Don't go by what other people say. Because, again, other people may want to hold you back because they couldn't do it or they chose not to do it. They probably could do it, but they chose not to do it, and they don't want you to succeed because it makes them look foolish. That's what a lot of the naysayers. The naysayers are people who do not have confidence in themselves. So you have to see where it's coming from. If somebody is telling you that's not going to work, why is it not going to work? Oh, I just know it's not going to work. That's not good enough for me. I want to know what your reasoning is that you say that this is not going to work. Oh, well, those things never work. Yeah, some of them don't and some of them do. It depends, again, on you doing your due diligence. But when I hear this, oh, forget it, you can't do that, that ain't going to work, you know, I start looking at the person. What are their accomplishments in life? What are they doing with their time? You know, if they're telling me that ain't going to work, but they're watching TV, that, you know, they're not, or they're playing those games, which I'm telling you, if I see another one of those darn games on Facebook, I'm going to just scream. You know, you're telling me you don't have money, you're telling me you can't make it, but yet with the same token, you have enough time to play the games, you have enough time to sit there and watch TV. There's a lot of commitment that has to be done when you're running your own business. So like I said, for the naysayers, you know, when you're talking to a naysayer, especially if you're brand new, you need to remember you have to have conviction in what you believe in and in what you're doing. And sometimes you have to avoid these people, these negative people, because they suck the life out of you. So sometimes you have to say, you know, you got Aunt Sue or Aunt whatever, or Uncle Bob or whoever calls you up and say, oh, you're doing that pyramid scheme, da 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 da, cut them off. Tell them, you know what, I understand that you're concerned about me, but I got to get back to work, or I got to go. And there's nothing wrong with being that way. There's nothing wrong with saying, you know, hey, I got to go. Because they will suck the life out of you. Meanwhile, they're sitting watching TV. They don't have no ambition of improving their own lives. And they're going to tell you, think about it, they're going to tell you that you can't do it and you can't improve your life. You know, I don't care what background you have. I don't care if you're the poorest of the poor. If you have the entrepreneurial spirit and you want to do it, you can do it. Think about all the people that came into the United States, that came from different countries. They didn't have some rich person waiting here for them and say, hey, here's the money, take it. No, they busted their ass and they built America, okay? It's the same thing. You want it bad enough. You got to have it where you sleep it, eat it, drink it. You want it so bad that no one can take it away from you. That's the mindset you have to have. Okay? If you don't have that mindset, you got a bit of a problem. And you really need to start working on that. You need to start working on your self-confidence. You got to be able to have the conviction. Look, I am doing this business because I'm sorry you do not approve, but this is my life. This is what I'm going to do with my life. That's where you have to be. And until you get to that point, you're going to have naysayers swaying you back and forth, back and forth, and it's a waste of time. If you're dead serious that this is what you want to do as an entrepreneur, then you do it. If it isn't, then you really better go get a job because this is work. It's not for the faint of heart. It really isn't. It's for somebody who has a tenacity, they're going to keep going until they get there. That's what an entrepreneur is. No matter what, and I'm not just talking about network marketing entrepreneurs. I'm talking about entrepreneurs who open their businesses, entrepreneurs in general. You have to have it. You think those people that open their brick-and-mortar businesses, they don't go through things? They got to get that business out there. They got to pay for advertising. They got to do all these things. Meanwhile, run the business, be there, okay? That's one of the reasons I didn't do a brick-and-mortar. I love what I do. I work from home. I don't have to worry about those overheads. The company does the overhead. I don't do that. You know, I've had people, you know, my husband, he cooks, and they said, well, why doesn't he start a restaurant? Hell no. That you're doing 100 hours a week, and you're a slave to that business. Here, I work from home. I could take my computer. I could take my phone. I could go any place. I could go on vacation. I could go anywhere in the world. And I, as long as I have access to the internet, my business is booming. So that's where you have to start thinking, ladies and gentlemen. What do you want in life? Where do you want to go? And you got to get those naysayers out of the way. They're going to be obstacles. So I hope that, you know, today's show, you got some golden nuggets on what to do when you're looking for businesses, what to say to your naysayers, because they're going to be in your life. And then once they know that they cannot get to you, they're going to stop. If they continue, then cut them off. And I know it's hard, especially with a spouse, you know, right there living with you, but, you know, you got to have that dream inside of you. If they don't see it, oh, well, there's nothing you can do. I'm not saying, you know, get a divorce or anything, but, you know, you need to sit down and explain it to them. A lot of times it's all because they don't understand is why they're naysayers. They have no clue. Some of them also have their inner things within themselves that they don't have the confidence. And that sometimes you got to face that as well. But remember, you only live one life. That's it. This ain't a dress rehearsal. This ain't, you're not going to be able to go back and do act two, three, four, whatever. No, this is your life. So if you really want to be an entrepreneur, if you really want to do this, you need to have a conviction inside of you that no one could take away from you. You got to. So again, I hope that this show helped you with getting, you know, on the right course of what you need to do, how you need to do it. You know, and if you have any questions, you could always reach me online. You could also send me an email at secondincomeconsultants@gmail.com. Again, secondincomeconsultants@gmail.com. You could call me at 800-494-9804, 800-494-9804. You know, shoot me an email. I really would love to talk to you. I really would. Also, if anybody's interested in being a guest on my show, please send me an email at secondincomeconsultants@gmail.com. Again, secondincomeconsultants@gmail.com. You know, this way you could tell me, you know, why you want to be on the show, what value you're bringing to the show, why you want to share it, you know, and there's a lot of reasons. I don't mind sharing businesses. I don't care because it doesn't matter to me. People, I'll tell you, this is another secret people don't know. People are not going to join a business. They're going to join you. Let me repeat that again. People are not going to join businesses. They're going to join you. So in order for them to join you, they need to know you. In order for them to know you, they need to like you and trust you, okay? They need to know you, to like you, to trust you. So that's why you need to brand yourself out there. If you're hiding behind a computer, you don't put your picture up, guess what? People aren't going to trust you. It's like, why are they not showing their face? I see that all the time. If you're going to do this business, you got to put your face out there, and you got to do videos. I'm going to tell you that right now. Being an online entrepreneur, they want to see you. So if you're afraid of doing videos, get over it. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm being very honest with you. Get over it. They need to see you're a real person. They need to see your face. They need to see your integrity. It's the same thing dealing with people from other countries. You don't know how many times they keep telling me, I got to see you on Skype. And they want to see you. And you know what? I feel the same way. I want to see who you are. So that those are things that, again, I'm going to be covering what you need to do and you know, getting videos out there and so forth. Again, if you have any questions, reach out to me. I'm around. And hopefully, like I said, you got enough information today to deal with the naysayers. Don't sweat the small stuff. Don't let them get you down. They don't have the guts to do what you're doing. Think about it. They don't. Because if they did, they'd be right there in the trenches with you. Don't let anybody steal your dream. Okay? Really, don't let anybody steal your dream. So, like I said, with that being said, this is Diana Krekus, the Take Action Life Coach. Stay tuned. Next week, I will have my show again at 9 o'clock Eastern on Wednesday. Stay tuned for the topic. You never know what I'm going to talk about. Again, have an awesome, awesome day. And I look forward to meeting each and every one of you. Thank you so much for coming out to the show today. I greatly appreciate it. Have an awesome day. Bye-bye for now.